I love Peter. He seems to, at times, get his foot stuck in his mouth. You can just hear the introverts and the apostles say, "You need to think before you say something, Peter." But there are other times, too, that they say, "Oh, thank you, Peter. We were wondering how we were going to say that. I'm so glad you said it." Peter was someone who had a great boldness about him. And with that, through his boldness, we are taken deeper into the reality of who Jesus is. Peter responded, "You are the Christ," to Jesus' question, "Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Jesus, in Matthew's account of this particular passage, reciprocates this rightful identification by saying, "Peter, you know my identity. I will tell you yours." Sometimes we struggle with our identity. Sometimes we look at what we do. We look at our skills. Is my identity based on being a farmer? An electrician? Is it based on being a thinker? An innovator? Maybe I'm a social butterfly. That's who I am. Some embark on a journey to discover the answer of who am I? What is my purpose? Why do I exist? There are a lot of books, websites, so-called gurus that would like to tell us who we are, probably based on our skill set, our strengths, our likes, our dislikes, maybe even our personality. But in truth, while some of that can be helpful, they all fall short to how the Father created you. Sometimes we find ourselves settling for human accolades, praise. I will go with whatever it is that people are praising me for. And we search that out to exhaustion, trying to find those accolades everywhere we go. And we know that's not a way to live, to go by the whims of man that always change. Sometimes people want to stand out from the crowd. "Let me be unique. Let me be different." And base their individuality on how it is that they really are, when it might not even be based on the truth. Or those who may dive into whatever is trending and think, "Well, I will pick that up. That will be my persona, because that's going to get me attention. That's going to gain me the popularity vote." And they lose themselves because they don't know where to go. Who we are is found in knowing Jesus, and not just know of him. Peter, we see, having been given this wondrous title, at least in the Gospel according to Matthew, hears that Jesus is telling the apostles that he must die. Be condemned by the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed. And I can just imagine Peter, after hearing this and after him being told of who he is, his identity, kind of steps in that a little bit too brashly and says, "Guys, I got this. Jesus, you're the Messiah. I said you are the Christ. This is who the Christ is." And Jesus goes to him and says, "Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking as God does." For us to cultivate that depth of relationship that Jesus Christ wants us to have, it's not enough to know of him. It's not enough to simply recognize the truth of who he is, but to know him through and through. And the lesson that Peter here learns from our Lord Jesus is a lesson of humility. And we should never get to the point where we believe that, "Oh, our relationship is just exactly where it needs to be." It could always grow. It's meant to grow. It's meant to get better. It's meant to be something that's far deeper than where it is right now. Sometimes we might have that tug or that pull in our heart when we see someone who is living the faith and is able to rejoice even amidst afflictions and persecutions and wonder, wow, how can I ever get to that? It's because the call to be the disciple of Jesus never ends. It must always be cultivated, like the ground. We have to always be vigilant, constantly working at it. If we want to see any growth, we also make adaptations in order for the growth to happen. Same it is with our very lives when it comes to Jesus. Some of us get so often complacent with where we are. And I think sometimes that comes because of our experience in schools. Not necessarily that the schools per se are by fault, but we think of how it is that our subjects go. You know, we have math, we have science, we have biology. And all these things, we know that after a certain time, I think I know what I need to know. And sometimes that's how we approach religion. That's how sometimes we approach our faith. And there's nothing more that I need. I've already gone through Catholic education, or I've gone through CCD, religious ed. And what is there more? And the beautiful thing is God, because He's so limitless. With all the things that we can know about Him and grow to love Him, they never end. And that's the beauty of coming to know God more and more. You see, if our relationship is going to grow in Jesus, then we have to grow in that humble heart in which He exhibited. Right? Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. So we have to give time with Jesus in prayer. We can always give more time to Him. It's one of those things in which, you know, if you've ever been to the Easter Vigil, you get the Paschal candle, right? You know, as the Paschal candle is being blessed outside at the fire, you know, it would be said all time belongs to Him, as the stylus is being traced over the number of the years on the Easter candle. And we get to know our faith too as well. You know, we look at the Catechism, we look at St. Thomas Aquinas and his works. So vital, so important. One of the models recently, within the past year, 2 years, that the diocese have been promoting is this notion of encounter, grow, and witness. And I think there's a lot of wisdom to that approach in taking that to heart and how we grow as disciples. You know, the first thing is encounter. You know, we need to come into that encounter of who Jesus is. Oftentimes in our experience of coming to learn the faith, that really hasn't been something that has been promoted, at least in the past. Perhaps to some degree, but not given much emphasis. I think a good deal of emphasis has been given to amassing ourselves in knowledge, which of course is a very good thing, right? You know, faith comes through hearing. So it's very important that we do find ourselves immersed in that knowledge. But then also there's something to be said in addition to that when we find ourselves encountering the Lord Jesus as He is today, how He is alive today. Alive not just in this nebulous idea or this out there kind of form, but personally to you, to me. Because that is what Jesus precisely wants to look for, is that relationship with us. And so that encounter, you know, we're trying to have more of these venues by which that can happen, not only through the offerings of Holy Mass, Eucharistic Adoration, healing services. You know, Jesus heals today, you know, not only through services, but just through prayer. You know, you come and you ask Jesus for prayer. You know, we have individuals that have been trained in healing ministry. You know, you can go to one of them and also experience Jesus in that way. And then there are also other opportunities, too, that we hope to bring to the parish with our family of parishes. And then after that, once we come to know Jesus, or at least encounter Him and know for sure in our heart, right? Objectively, we know that and recognize that, but sometimes it's important to know that subjectively, our perspective. We know Jesus is alive. We know that He's there. We know that He is attentive to our particular need. then there is the grow, right? There is the need for that to grow deeper roots. You know, it reminds me of, you know, the parable in which, you know, Jesus spoke of the scattering of the seeds. And sometimes, you know, the seed would wither and die, you know, for lack of roots. You know, maybe it might not be strong enough because there are thorns around it, you know, the attractions of the world that would just come across it and just take its life. And the way that we combat that is how we grow in our faith. You know, so we have Bible study, you know, we've got the one for the women's Bible study, walking with purpose, we've got looking at the book of Revelation, you know, and if you're not able to make any of these meetings, you know, there's an online platform that we have, formed.org. Formed.org. Just say that you belong here or to Holy Family, and you know, that is going to be something that will be quite invaluable, just to grow in your faith, you know, especially, you know, part of the issue when we find ourselves losing faith, right? You know, we're so filled with just distractions and the things of the world, and it's making us disheartened, it's making us lose faith, it's making us lose focus on what it is that we need to do. It's because we're not growing in our faith. It's because we're not surrendering that over to Jesus and know exactly what that means. You know, so the more that we grow in our faith, the more that we have our armor to be polished and ready, to be ready for that battle, so that we're not caught off guards, but we know how it is that we steel ourselves against the things in this world. You know, so if you're finding your faith lacking, sometimes you just need to give it a bolster. You know, check that out, form.org. And eventually, you know, hopefully we'll have an opportunity by which we get to learn about our spiritual charisms. All of us have wonderful charisms. You know, this is a way by which we are able to see, without a shadow of a doubt, the truth in Jesus' words, where my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You know, when we operate out of our charisms, wow, you know, things just open up by our eyes seeing, with the eyes of faith, the grace of God in front of us. And this eventually leads us to witness to others, why we profess and believe that He is the best thing that has ever happened to us. I mean, if we're in a position right now that we can't say, well, Jesus Christ is the best thing that has ever happened to me, we need to check our faith. We need to see where we are. We need to see why that isn't the case. Because if we understood the message of salvation, how it is that He came to set us free, not only from an ending life, but also here and now, then we need to ask the question, why? Why haven't I gotten there? And what am I doing with my faith? So the goal of our family of parishes, the goal of our faith, is to save souls. We should never be content with leaving others in error, believing that as long as the individual is a good person, they'll get to heaven. Or professing, well, there might be some other means of salvation. There isn't. That's our faith. Christ came for a reason. He died for a reason. And that's to show us the path to eternal life. And so we've got to step out in boldness, like St. Peter, and proclaim that, because that is the message of salvation. And some may be thinking about, whoa, that's way too much. Okay, maybe you're not ready for that yet. Maybe you need to spend more time in the encounter phase, in the grow phase. That's why. But if you're ready to make that ascent and to say, yes, Lord, my life is yours, that's when we begin to witness, or at least to do so with confidence, with courage. What's the cost? The cost is a loss of souls, right? Souls not being able to enter into heaven. You know, and those souls bringing other souls with them. What do we remember today? Well, today is, right, 9/11 marks the 20th anniversary when the attacks happened on the Twin Towers of the Trade Center, the Pentagon, and also the one that was supposed to come to either the U.S. Capitol or the White House. you know, and from the Islamic terror attacks led by Al-Qaeda, right? You know, they killed 3,000 people thanks to the bravery of those, you know, who are on that other flight. You know, it didn't reach the White House or it didn't reach the U.S. Capitol. We know how many brave men and women stormed into the Twin Towers to save them and how they lost their lives as well. And so we know this attack, this war on terror, right, is still happening. And that, yes, we should be vigilant. Yes, we should be about making sure that we protect our family and friends. But also at the very heart of it should also come the conversion of souls. I mean, that's how we are really going to win. You know, when we get those who are filled with hatred and destruction to come and get to know Jesus. And so that's why it's so important that we get that right. That we get to the point where we are able to witness, so that we can, by the grace of God, help change minds, convert hearts. The beautiful thing about Catholicism, Christianity, you know, some people think, oh, you know, when people are radical, you know, that spells danger. With Christianity, with Catholicism, when we're radical, that means that we are just madly in love with God. And when we are madly in love with God, then we want to go and help others come to know the joy of Jesus Christ. And there is nothing stopping us from proclaiming that message. That's what it means for us to be radical. For us to put everything on the line. For us to say, you know, I don't care how other people may label me, what they may say about me. You know, my love for Jesus Christ is real. It burns so strong that I'm going to go out there and let people know about it, because I want them to experience joy. I want them to see what I see. And that's the hope. That's the point of our faith. Because of St. Peter's boldness, we're able to see a glimpse as to what it means to be who we are. When we recognize Jesus for who he is, he then lets us know. He said, don't go searching. Don't go looking anywhere else. Just come to me. I will show you who you are. I will show you what you're capable of. I will show you what is possible through the power of the Holy Spirit present in you. We need to step out in faith. We need to step out in that love. And some are just not ready for it. And if you're not ready for it, pray for the grace. Pray for it. Don't be complacent. This is the time. You are here now for a reason, for a purpose. Some of us want to delegate that responsibility to someone else. That's not mine. I've done that. Well, I don't think the faith is all about that. I'm fine checking in just on Sundays. God is saying it's so much more. It's so much more. But only if we allow ourselves to give everything to him who should be, ought to be, and is the King of all.